for WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
These trade deals are bad. The president is wrong on this issue.
A handwritten sign at City Hall says Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership lowers wages. A sign at the podium says hashtag no fast track. Fast track legislation means a bill is passed with minimal debate and no amendments, without Congress looking into labor and environmental protections. Congress gets 90 days to vote yes or no, no changes allowed. At a news conference, New York State elected officials came out with labor and environmental advocates to say no to fast track, no to a trade deal which lacks transparency. New York State Representative Nydia Velasquez says fast track means our constituents will have no voice in the process.
It gives the authority to the president to rush this legislation through Congress. But the problem with us is the lack of transparency and the lack of leverage that we have in order to change, modify, or amend this agreement.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, is a pact of 12 countries: Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, the United States, and Vietnam. Many say the rationale is to isolate China. New York State Representative Hakeem Jeffries.
The White House position in at least a few of the meetings that I've been in is that if we don't define the rules in the Trans-Pacific region, that China will. Now, that sounds like a theoretically good argument, but the problem is that there's no indication that even if we are able to define the rules, we're going to bring up, for instance, labor and environmental standards to our standards. So unless you can demonstrate, which they can't, that you will be able to bring up the labor, environmental, health rules to our standards, if not higher, there will still be an incentive to ship our jobs overseas.
And the loss of American jobs is exactly what happened under NAFTA, the North Atlantic Free Trade Agreement. According to Velasquez, when NAFTA was under consideration, American workers were told it would mean more jobs, it would provide greater growth and more opportunities. But instead, the U.S. saw a net loss of over a million jobs and more than 60,000 factory closings. Velasquez says the Trans-Pacific Partnership won't be different. Mario Salanto is president of the New York State AFL-CIO.
The United States of America cannot compete with countries that are willing to pay their workers 10 cents an hour, 25 cents an hour, a dollar or $2 a day. We can't compete. But more importantly than not, we should not compete with countries that are willing to pay their workers 10 cents an hour or $2 a day. We have a responsibility to raise the standard of quality of life for all working men and women in this country, not play down to the lowest common denominator, which is exactly what Fast Track does.
Mike Mulgrew is president of the United Federation of Teachers.
I don't know how many times we have to see the same thing happening over and over again. When a bunch of multinational corporations get together and say it's a good idea, we know that workers are about to get really put in a bad, bad position. And that's what we see once again with this legislation, and it has to be stopped. There's a document in Washington, D.C. that starts with "we the people in order to form a more perfect union." It does not say the government's job is to help create, support, and help grow a corporate monarchy. And that is what we have here. That is exactly what we have here. We love our country. We want our country to be the leader. We want to show other countries how to do things properly. We do not want legislation passed at our federal level that would allow other countries to pit workers against workers, not only here in the United States, but across this globe.
We're saying no to the vehicle and the mechanism to get these free trade agreements through, and that is fast track.
Vincent Alvarez is president of the New York City Central Labor Council.
Without fast track and without the behind-the-scenes deals that are being cut, there are no free trade agreements. Because the American people, when they look at these free trade agreements, whether it be TPP or NAFTA or CAFTA or all these other free trade agreements that have gutted worker standards here in America and abroad, we know that they are only hurting everyday working Americans. This is not a Republican issue. It's not a Democratic issue. This is an American issue. This is an issue for every working American to stand up and be counted.
Alvarez says two major causes of income inequality is the lack of good jobs and declining wages. Free trade agreements add to that problem. Compound this with pressure experienced by workers. Jim Canigliaro is with Machinist District 15 and vice president of the New York AFL-CIO.
My union represents these manufacturing plants we have for well over 125 years. We see firsthand at the negotiating table what these trade deals do to our workers. Not only for the jobs that move out, but the ones that stay here. The workers have like a hammer over their head. The boss always tells them, if you ask for more money at the bargaining table, we're going to move out. Or we can't give you any more money because our competition can sell it cheaper. So the workers just stay where they are in wages. They never seem to get better. Everything else goes up around them, but yet their family income goes actually lower.
Canigliaro says we need to help the generation coming up and the one after that.
These trade deals are bad. The president is wrong on this issue.
New York Congressmember Jose Serrano.
Whenever it comes to these agreements, we always get from the White House, regardless of who's in the White House, it seems to be there the minute you get there, something happens to you. If you don't do this, this is going to happen. If you don't do this, we're going to fall apart. And we find out that's not true. After all, we're still looking for the weapons of mass destruction, right? So what we're saying is that we want transparency. That's the key word here. In other words, I was not elected to be anyone's rubber stamp, even a president that I support. It doesn't matter. When it comes to these kind of issues, we, based on history, know that it hasn't worked in the past, it won't work now, and it won't work in the future. And that's what we're saying. Give us a shot at being part of it.
Activists are asking constituents to stop by your Congress member this week while the House is in recess to let your voice be heard on the issue. And follow along on social media. Use the hashtag NoFastTrack. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.